Hello and good morning to all our listeners. You've tuned into Market Minutes on Money Control with me, Stacey Pereira. Today is the 15th of July, a Monday, and here are some of the important cues to watch before the trading session kicks off. On Friday, the market showed some positive signs post some consolidation and managed to touch a new all-time high and also closed above 24,500 levels on the Nifty for the first time ever. This was the sixth consecutive week of gains and the longest winning streak in 2024. It was the big moves by IT companies which helped push the Sensex and Nifty 1% higher for the last week. Broader indices saw just minor gains with the mid-cap index up by 0.2%. Word on the street is that if the index manages to sustain above 24,400, then a further march towards 24,800 seems quite likely in the coming session, with crucial support at 24,300. In terms of which stock supported the Nifty's up move, TCS, Infosys along with Reliance were among your top Nifty contributors. Banks relatively underperformed, with the Bank Nifty closing in the red, while the top laggard was Maruti as it saw profit booking as investors awaited the Uttar Pradesh government's clarification on its hybrid policy, a reason why the stock had earlier zoomed by 7%. On the macro front, India's June CPI came in at 5.08%, rising to a four-month high. In May, CPI inflation stood at 4.75%. Inflation in the food basket rose to 9.36% in June compared to the 8.69% in May. Meanwhile, core CPI inflation remains unchanged at 3.1% on a month-on-month basis. We also had the May IIP data that was released, which showed that Index of Industrial Production or IIP in India rose to 5.9% in the month of May. Manufacturing and electricity saw an increase in the output, while mining and infra goods saw their growth slowing down. Let's then switch focus to the international markets, where investors on Wall Street will be looking towards the Q2 earnings that will act as a catalyst to extend the market's rally to new record highs this year. The blue chip Dow Jones hit a fresh all-time high and closed above 40,000 levels on Friday. Traders will also be monitoring the latest developments with the attempted assassination of former President Donald Trump over the weekend and its potential to lead to more political strife in the United States. In other global cues to watch, Fed Chairman's Powell speech, ECB's policy meeting, as well as China's GDP numbers will all be due this week. As for the stocks you need to be keeping out on your radar this Monday's trading session, watch out for HDFC AMC, HDFC Life, Jio Financial Services and Angel One, which will be declaring their Q1 results on July 15th. Street will also be reacting to earnings that were declared post-market hours on Friday, the big one being HCL Tech, wherein net profits have risen to 6.8%, coming in at 4,257 crore rupees. Constant currency revenues are down by 1.6%, whereas margins too have slipped to 17.1% versus 17.6% in the June quarter. However, the management seems upbeat and has forecasted FY25 revenue growth of 3-5% on a YOY basis in constant currency terms. So in our Voice of the Day segment, listen in to see Vijay Kumar, the MD and CEO of HCL Tech, on the company's forward guidance as well as their focus on generative AI and their latest offerings there.
Within GenAI space, we continue to witness a lot of traction on AI and GenAI related opportunities. After launching HCL Tech AI Force, a generative AI and automation platform a couple of months ago, we've launched another offering called HCL Tech Enterprise AI Foundry to simplify and scale enterprise AI journeys. We have multiple ongoing engagements where we are working with clients to deliver real value. For a global technology major who selected us to implement a GenAI-based solution for gaming review analysis, including the automation of data collection, sentiment analysis, and the operational automation, resulting in significant workload reduction. They also selected us to deploy GenAI to transform their content lifecycle management and the processes. During the last quarter, HCL Tech has been awarded, has been ranked in the Business World's India's Most Respected Companies 2024 list at number 7. With Q1 performance in line with our expectations, we expect to grow in Q2 with all verticals and geographies seeing a sequential growth except financial services. As you know, we shall have the planned impact of State Street divestiture on our revenue in Q2. And including that impact, we remain comfortable with our full year revenue and margin guidance as client spend on GenAI and other emerging technologies are seeing some traction. We expect to meet the guidance through strong operational execution that we've demonstrated over the last several years.
Among the stocks that will see reactions to their earnings also will be Avenue Supermart that runs DMart, which saw its net profit grow by 17.5% at 774 crore rupees versus the 659 crore rupees. IREDA will also be a buzz as its net profits spike by about 30.2%, coming in at 383.7 crore rupees. Its net interest income too has surged by 37.6% at 507.8 crore rupees. Besides earnings reaction, pharma stocks like Lupin and Piramal Pharma will be in focus after receiving the US FDA's inspection reports. RVNL and Jupiter Wagons among railway stocks will see some action as well, whereas Zomato has decided to dissolve Zomato Slovakia, the step-down subsidiary of the company in the Slovak region with effect from July 12th. That's it from us today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for all your other business updates. Have a great trading session and we'll see you the same time again tomorrow. Goodbye.